Why is Sefer Torah, the tick, is the covering for the Sefer Torah, so there's no mukzah at all. Here, our core point of the meat is the bosa to the skin. And since the skin is muksa, melu is a shayla of muksa, you have no raya the chal for now, Mishnah, that is a hetera muksa. El zadumar hochi kormele, this is the raya. Im matzilon tik shal seifa im ha seifa, v'yafal pi sheesh patochen mois. As the Mishnah says a chiddish, even if in the cover of the Sefer Torah or the cover of the tefillin, there's money. Now once you have money, the money is muksa. Still, you're allowed to save it. Because you're working with the syrup of the Sefer Torah. Is learning the title or agav boser? Can't hear also, you touch the skin, agav the meat, and since the meat is hetadik, because the meat is like is a hefs of the mitzvah, like it's a korban vetzav, so therefore you shouldn't be allowed to touch the skin also. For the more vitamin me dummy, there's still no raya. Hosom nasas boser the dovra also, dovra mutter. As when you want to carry the cover is a boser, zayt to the Sefer Torah, and zayt to the money. So since it's a boser for both, the heter and tisa, then we're matter. For here the skin is a bosses to the meat. So now Rashi says, now the Gemara's Chazora, that the meat gufra is muksa. Hey, it's the meat gufra you can't use now with the Shabbos. But Monashach, it's Erev Pesach now. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat this meat. And the fact, you can only eat a Korban Pesach tzliyesh. You have to roast it first. Here you're not allowed to roast on Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it now. So even the meat becomes muksa. So here the whole thing is muksa, zay the or and zay the meat is muksa, so rather there's no heter to metalkal the way it is. El zay gemar hochi karmi. Here's what the Rabbanim wanted to bring a raya. Hochi karmi le, im mevien tik, shi yesh betoicha moyis miyalma. Lahatzel boi sefer Torah, he says, I have mina now. If you have the sefer Torah in one room, and the cover is in the other room, and in the cover there's money, you're allowed to pick up the cover with the money to the sefer Torah to save it all. So here, when you're picking up the cover with the money, it's just pure muksa, and still it's mutl, circle sefer Torah. It's learned the tatl or agav boser. Can't you touch here the skin with the meat, even though they're both muksa, so what? But you want to save it now with circle to be able at night time to eat this korban, to do a mitzvah with it, it should also be mutl. So the Gemara named, v'hi gufa minon, how do you know this chiddush so much either? Who told you this halacha? That if you have the cover of the sefer Torah with money, that you're allowed to be metaltalit with the money. Avad, you're not allowed to be metaltalit, since the whole thing is muksa, there's no heter. We're only matthew to carry the tick when it has money, when the Sefer Torah is inside it. So where's your raya b'chlal to say such a chiddush, that you're allowed to carry the cover, or with the money, to bring it to the Sefer Torah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, to me the heicha di yizvei, loy shadjulhu, just like when you have the Sefer Torah in its cover, with the money inside it, you're not mechuyif to first empty the cover and then carry it out. Is it suyanami, my sinan, or bezoy, since you don't have to empty out the money, it's right, even if you just find the cover by itself with the money, you'd also be allowed to carry it and bring it to the Sefer Torah. So the mar midomi, what's the raya? Hosam ad hochavihochi, nochlet leka. It's when you have the cover on the Sefer Torah, even though there's money inside it, we're not mech, we don't tell you have to take off the cover and shake out the money. Because we're afraid while you're doing that, maybe the safe will be burnt up. So then Avad would tell you, carry the safe out right now the way it is and save it. Habahocha, in a case where you want to run to get the cover, is Adahochi Bahochi Leshdino. While you're bringing the cover to the safe Torah, empty it out. Avad, you have no head to walk around with the money inside the cover. So mainly you have no raya that Matthew Kalor Muks here because you want to save the safe Torah. So the Mora Elo Ama Ma Baravashi, Enechanami, Liyolam Kadamina Mikara. Avada the Chum, there's only one machlekes in Bishmol and the Chumim. So machlekes, are you allowed to make that shotter? Can you skin the whole animal, or you can't skin the whole animal? And still, the Chumim bring it right in for now, Mishnah. Here, let's see Rashi. Isuye nami masina miyalma me'achas zovies habayis tik. If you have this cover, it has money inside it. Laniach b'toyche seifel atil, to bring the cover to the safe Torah to save it, midami. Where's the tushtel? The safer moyes, but we don't tell you to throw it out. Now the safer. Maybe while you're emptying out the cover, the safe will be burnt up. While you're bringing the cover, empty out the money. So maybe there's no right to tilt for now, Mishnah. So the Moros Chayzuk, there's a Rashi, could there mean a mikora? The lay pligi yelabav shot. The zoni machlekes in Bishmol says you can't skin the whole animal, and the rabbanon say you could skin the whole animal. Or ma'isi rabbanon raya mitik, and still the chomer bringing a raya from tik. Mitzika Seifa, the Matis and the Matila Moyes Agav Seifa. They still bring a Raya Tzorach Edin. Agav Tzorach Givoya. Now, what's the Raya? Is that the Gemara? You had a kasher on this. How could it be right for a Mishnah? Hocha tilto b'hocham locha. The Mishnah is talking about Nistir Rabbonin. And the Chura to make kasher to skin the animals and Nistir Raiso. Kegoyin de loy keboy de lior. I tell you, here we're talking about when you skin the animal, you don't need the skin. So Mela, the Chura blies like a mlocha shen sirich lagufa. Even the Rashi says the Chura here blies like any miskavin. So that's why it's only Nistir Rabbonin. For the Gemara, vo abayev rabbi dama tavayu. Of a moide rabbi Shimon, the psik reisha of lo yomis. That where it's a psik reisha that isn't the city reisha skru here when you skin it, you're vada taking off the skin. A teretir the shokul le bebarzei. You're pulling off the skin. Rashi learns piece by piece, small piece by small piece. So that's called a shinui. So therefore, there's no issue the reisha. It's only issue the rabbanim. So for issue the rabbanim is good. The gemara brings a raya. The rabbanim bring a raya for now mishnah that he's through with the rabbanim. Well, Matthew, since you're doing the tzarach sefer, he wrote since you're doing. Yeah, hold on, Kuf Yudzayin, in the middle. Well, Heichin Matzilu Noisa. This Mishnah says that what Matzilu and Tik HaSefer and HaSefer, you're allowed to save the cover of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah, Tik HaTfilin. Then it says, Heichin Matzilu Noisa, where can you save this? We're talking about on Shabbos, if you have a fire in your house and you want to take out the Svarim, how far can you carry it outside? Yadam HaPoikis. First one said, L'movu Yishenim HaFulish. It's only mutter to take it out to a movie that's not mafulish, means an alleyway that's not open, push it on both sides to the Rishus Rabbi. Then Ben Bisei Reima Afla mafulish. He said no. He even allowed to take it out to a movie that's mafulish, push it means it's open on both sides. That's usually an Erevin, the taicha of mafulish means it's open on both sides. Like you always say, the movie is like the Gemara. And the houses, a house used to live on the side. It opened up into Tosfos, that's the chotzer. And then the chotzer opened up into the alleyway, how you would get out. So usually you could go out either down here would be Rosh Hashanah, or else you go out up here would be Rosh Hashanah. That's called a mov with the alleyway that's mafulish, open up on both sides. That's usually the taich. Ein mafulish means, no, it's covered up on three sides, it has mechitzes. Only the fourth side you could come out. That's usually called ein mafulish. So let's see, here the Gemara says, Lehechen matzil noison, to where can you carry out this svarim on Shabbos, is the machlekes, whether it's mafulish or dafke ein mafulish. So the more heichi dami mafulish, heichi dami shenim mafulish. What here for this halacha of carrying out a sefer from your house on Shabbos, where you have a fire? How far can you carry it out to the alleyway? What's called it's open? What's called it's not open? Omer Rav Chizda, sholosh mechitzos u'shnei lechiyayin zehel mavi shenim mafulish. Hey, see, we go to chumra. A mavi shenim mafulish means that it has three mechitzes on three sides of the alleyway. There are like chatserim and houses that have a shen mechitza all around it. So it's only opened on the fourth side, opens up to the Rishus Rabin. Now even on the fourth side, you had two lechis. A lechi means a pole coming straight up. That's called a lechi. Like this is a little hagdom to Masecht Erevin. Really, this is mutter to carry in a movi. When you have a movi, you want to carry in it on Shabbos, all you have to have is three mechitzas on the three sides of it. And the fourth wall, it's enough to have two lechis. A lechi means time a pole coming up here, and a pole coming up on the other side. That's called a lechi. The other matter is always called a kura. A kura means a beam going across it on top. If you have on top of the pass, on top of the entrance to the alleyway, you have a beam going across on top, that's also a matter. That's called a kura. It's called a heker. But here we're saying now you need mamish three walls, three sides has to be walled off, and the fourth side that's open has to have two lechis, two lechiyayim. Amar Rav Chizda, shalosh mechitzos to shnei lechiyayim. Zehu mavi shein mafulish. This is considered a movi that's not opened all the way. It's only opened on one side. Now, gimel mechitzas v'lechi yechud. Let's say it has three walls to the movi, but the lechi is only on one side of the entrance. There's a lechi, a beam sticking straight up. Zehu movi hamafulish. That's to this halacha, it's called a movi that's opened up. Even though we said usually mafulish means it's opened up on both sides, here we're not learning that pshat. Here avad it means it's closed on one side. It's only open on the fourth side, the alleyway to go out. But the other three sides all have mechitzes. It's closed in. And even on the fourth opening, you have one lechi. And he holds a Yehuda, this Ben Beseiras Matvach Mefulish, means you're allowed to carry from your house, of your chatzar, into the Mobli, even though it only has one lechi. So the Gemara, V'tavayu Aliba de Rebbe Lezer. They both go according to Rebbe Lezer Shita.
the Tanan, we learned the Mishnah Nervin, Hechshemovi, when you want to be able to carry Metchila from your house into the Chotzer, into the alleyway on Shabbos, how do you make the Erev in the alleyway? Hechshemovi, how will your Mata to be able to carry from your Chotzer into the Movi, or else to carry in the Movi itself, in the alleyway itself? And like this, the alleyway should have a din of a Carmelis. A Carmelis midirabonin is like Yerushus Arabim, that you're not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amos. So stam to carry in the Mavui itself, you have to have a heter. So how the heter, what's the hechsher that you should be muta to carry inside the Mavui? The Shammai Oimrim Lechi Bekeri. You have to have both. You have to have one Lechi at the entrance, and you have to have a Keri going across on top. On top of the entrance, you have to have a beam going across on top. That's called a kaira. That's like a hecker, as if we look at it, as if it's as particular recitation, as if it's come down, and as if the whole fourth wall is covered up with a mechitza. And also you need a lechi, a beam going straight up. That's also a svar to say. It's the beginning of a wall covering up the fourth side. Das al beishami, who beisilu leimrim, oi lechi, oi kaira. That's where we hold. Either one of the two is enough. Either you have to have just one lechi, you have one lechi on the fourth wall, that's matir to carry inside the mavi, that's called Rishus HaYochid now, oi kaira. Or else you have a beam going across on top, that's also a matir. That's how the Tanakama. Rebbe Lezer Oimeno, Shnei Lechiyayim. Rebbe Lezer holds, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have two lechis to be matir the mavi. Okay, so the fourth wall that's opened all the way, if you have two beams on each side of the entrance, then you're allowed to carry inside the Movi. But without two lechiyayim, it's also to carry. So the same now, the Machlekes, now Mishnah, Tanakame, and Ben Beseira, is going according to Rebbe Lezer. But Rebbe Lezer says, what's the hetter metchila to carry in a Movi if you have two lechis? So the Bissa Madlam. So saying, Shan, the Tanakame that says you can only carry to a Movi, she'ena mefulish, means a Movi that Mamish has two lechiyayim. So it's muta garma to carry them. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon. If it's talking about that it has two lechiyayim, so what are you telling me? Heter only you can carry your sefer Torah or kol kisvein. It's muta garma to carry this. You carry anything you want out of your house into the movi. If we're talking about two lechiyayim, but that's the havamina. That according to the Tanakhama, einu mafulish means it has three walls, and even the fourth wall has two lechiyayim. That it's muta garma to carry them. No, then the same is saying the Chiddush. Then the same says Aflum foolish means even though it only has one lechi, that according to Reb Lezer, it's not muta to carry there. But here the Ramati al Kisri al Kiddush, the Ramati to carry the Svarim into the Smovi, even though it only has one lechi. So according to Ben Beseir, it's good the Chiddush. But according to Tanakam, it's shver. What do you need the Chiddush for? You can carry out here Shita. It's mamash ahead to Gomer. That's what the Gemara. Omale Rabba Gimel Mechitzes for lechi yechad mafulish. If you want to say Gimel Mechitzes and one Lechi, that's called Mefulish Karaslei. That's not called Mefulish. If you have Gimel Mechitzes with a Lechi, that's not called Mefulish. As usually Mefulish means that it's opened up on both sides. Here we have Mamish three walls all around it, and a Lechi on the fourth side, that's not called Mefulish. The Yoid, another Kasha. Le Rabbonin, you're telling me now the Rabbonin calls it Einem Mefulish. Means that on the fourth side, you have two Lechiayim, you have two beams coming up. For the Gemara, natzel l'toychei oichle d'mashkin. Or b'zoi, it's mamish muta gomer to carry from your house into the chutz or into the mavi. It's mamish like has dalad mechitzis. It's like with an eruv. So you should be allowed to carry even your food and your mashkin into the mavi. And the Mishnah's mashma, it's only muta to carry your sefer Torah or a tefillin that gave a special heter. Mishum kisvei hakodesh gave a special heter. But why? Because mashma, it's a concern for an eruv. You don't have the hilchas eruv to be matir to carry in this movi. So stam oichlin you can't carry. Just to save a terrorist mutter. Correct Rabbah, but according to Rabbonin, if you're telling me now, you have mamish, two lechiyayim, two beans on both sides of the entrance, that's a het the government to carry them. So that can't be pshat now mishnah. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi, shnei lechiyayim lepesach shein lemechitza. On the fourth inch, the fourth wall that's open, you have two lechiyayim there. Zehu movi shein mefulish. Kleimar. Movi hanita b'chol hulchoyis. Enachnami. That means a movi that like has a tilchas erevin that you're allowed to carry there. Bein bi erev, bein bi shad devorim. You need an erev there, and whatever else you need is shtufei mevoyis. B'chol heter sham mevoyis leishloi. We're going shtufei mevoyis. That after you make like the mechitzas there, you have to make an erev, a ruv chatzeres. So by us, when we have an apartment and you want two tenants to do together, you put up a matzah in one house. There's another lacha shtufim voice. That means when all the apartments together want to be able to carry from their chatzar into the mavli, it's a new type of an eruv. That all the people of the chatzar have to gather together and put the matzah in one chatzar. That's called shtufim avoyis. So talking about as the eruv in Shabbayin, to put the pas, you collected the pas and put it the right way. But before you can do that, you have to have a shame mechitz on the fourth wall. What gives it a shame mechitz on the fourth wall? Either tulichiyayim or also lechi with a kerva. But here, if you have mamish tulichiyayim, so it's mutter gomer not to carry inside here. V'tavayos at Rashi rabbonin ben b'seira sviru l'kreb lezer. The omar ein mavui v'afilu sosum nitta b'lechi yechud. Even though it's closed on three sides, it's not nitter with one lechi. Vashminim ben b'seira, so ben b'seira telling the chiddush then. The batzol is kisvi ha-kiddush le'bin l'chiyayim k'reb lezer. So ben b'seira telling the chiddush. Even though Reb Lezer holds you could only carry if you have two lechiyayim, two poles when you first come in, so ben b'seira, but to carry out kisvi ha-kiddush from your house into the mavli, it's mutter even with one lechi. But the chur l'kashvi is according to Tanakama, there's no chiddush. Sessions Rabbi at the Kasha Mefulish Korish Lei. How can you call it Mefulish? Mefulish always means it's open on both sides. Here you're telling me it's closed on three sides, and even the fourth side has a lechi, that's not called Mefulish. Mefulish means open on both sides. Zrashin Hinami the boy Reb Lezer. Lechiayim, Mia Mefulish Lemikri. Good, you want to say with one lechi it has no heter. You're not allowed to carry now with Rabbanan in this movie. But I call upon a Mefulish is not called. The Taichi Mefulish means it's open on both sides usually. That you say it's only muta to ain't a foolish, or kamrit to hain a movi. Hanita b'chol chayso, if you tell me that means a movi, with hatch it's two lechiayim with it, of a zoi, not to l'toychan af oichle no mashkin. Kamoy l'chotza amarevis. It's mamish like you have your backyard that has an erv with your neighbors. Like a chotza amarevis. V'yamai pa ginu mahadodi. The Gabi says for Katani Lamovi Shane Mafulish. The Gabi Eichlin Katani Lechin Matsil Noison, Lechotza Merevis, the Mashma Fulam of Lamovi Lai. As we'll soon say, the next Mishnah talks about if you want to carry out food from your house that has a fire on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out Muslim Gimel Sudis, and where? Only to a Chotza Merevis. So Mashma, the next Mishnah is talking about a Chotza Merevis. But there we're not matu to carry out to a movi. Mashma here, when we're matu to a movi, it means a movi that has no heter to carry there. But only mishum kistvi hakodesh rabbanu made a new kula. We don't want to be zoyin to the sefer that it should be burnt up. So we'd rather you carry it outside, even though it's issur the rabbanu the carrying. We're matu you. That's what's mashma for now mishum. But according to the rabbanu, it's not true. The rabbanu, if you're telling me now, the rabbanu holds. Ainim a foolish means with two lechiyayim is a heter garment to carry from the house into the movi. So Ashton, even Eichlin should be mutter. And it's not mashma, it's mashma dafka seifer. So Rabbah doesn't like this pshat. Hello, Omar Rabbah, what's pshat now, Mishnah? Shtei mechitzois, u shnei lechiyayim, zehu movi sheinim a foolish. A movi sheinim a foolish means the tak only has two walls, only two sides of the movi is full of chaserim and houses. Benachnami, the two sides are open to Rishas Rabbin. That's called the Mavi Mefulish, usually. That's open on both sides. Now what do we call here Ein Mefulish, that's not called? Because it has two Lechiayim. Since on both openings to the Rishus Rabim, it has a beam, that makes it called Ein Mefulish. It's not called open Legamri, because on each entrance, you have a Lechi Akoponim. Mashen Kein Shtei Mechitzes. If you only have on two sides of the Mavi, like this side is full of houses with a Mechitza, and this side is full of houses on the Mechitza. But the alleyway itself is open on both sides, like our alleyways. Both ways open up into the street. The Lechi Echot, and only on one side is there a Lechi, Zehel Mavi HaMefulish. That's called the Mavi HaMefulish. So now it's good Akopon. It's considered open on both sides. Both ways open to a Shusha Rabbim, but one side has one lechi, and according to Tanakami, you need two lechis, one on this side, one on the other side. So the Gemara of a Tavayu Alibu Rabbi Yehuda, and they both go according to the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, also we learned in Masechta Ervin, yes, there are Kainam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a big chiddush, then the Chachamim. The what? Mi sheyesh loy shnei batim, bishnei tzidi Rishusha Rabbim, mamash like our houses. We have a street going along, and you own a house on one side of the street, and you own a house on the other side of the street. Come to say, there's a Rishus Rabim going in between your two houses. The street, the gutter, is between your two houses, and you own one house on this side of the street, and one house on the other side of the street. Come to say, you have two mechitzas here now. Your house on this side is one mechitza, and your house on the other side is also a mechitza. But the Rishus Rabim is going through it. Is Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shemish yesh lo shnei batim v'shnei tzid Rishus Rabim. Oysa lechi mikan ve lechi mikan. Rabbi Yehuda holds that midiraisa two mechitzes make it for shusa yochid. So midiraisa, once you have two mechitzes, even though mamash the shusa rabbim is walking through it, still midiraisa is called shusa yochid. So as midrabbanan, you have to have another heter of a lechi. So he holds oisa lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. Put a lechi on one entrance and put another lechi on the other entrance, and it's mutter to carry in between your two houses now. A kari mikan for kari mikan. Or else put a kari from your house, like if this is your two houses here, and the Shusarabim, Moshe here, you have your two houses like this, you own a house here, and a house here, and the Shusarabim, the gutter is going through here. So either you put a lechi over here, and a lechi over here, and then if you those, you're allowed to carry in this area, because he holds two mechitzas midiraisa, make it for Shusayochit, or else he holds put a kair across, means put a beam across on top here, and put a beam across on top here, and that's matter to carry inside. That's the Yehuda Shita. So Yehuda is only matim and rabbonim when you have two lechiyayim, one on this side and one on the other side.
Is it a tourist offensive
offer? No, no. I kur mikan v'kur mikan v'noise v'noisem b'yemtza. Then the Yehuda is matim to carry in between it. So that's how the Yehuda. Omru loy, but the Chacham say back to the Yehuda, ein marvim b'shus rav mekach. Chacham dings can say no with two mechitzes. Doesn't have a din Rishus Yochid. It's mamish called Rishus Rabin Gemura. Calls them on, you don't have three walls. So they hold, when you only have two walls, that's nothing. It's still called mamish to Rishus Rabin is walking through it. So stop putting a lechi here and a lechi there is not matu to carry through Rishus Rabin. That's an issue the rice according to Chachamim. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. Does two walls with a lechi make it mutter to carry inside? The Rabbonin say no, nothing doing. With two walls, you can't carry. You always need after three walls. See Rashi. Rashi, shtei mechitzos mikana mikana. Two sides of the shusharabim, you have two walls, or the two sides of the movi of the alleyway, like our alleyways, our streets. One side has one set of houses, and the other side the other set of houses. Shnei lechiyayim, lechi lechol pesach pesach. And both entrances to the shusharabim, you have a lechi on this entrance and a lechi on top on the top entrance. You have two lechiyayim. Alibud Rabbi Yehuda, diyoma b'shtei mechitzos tagi. If you dishritu is when you have two mechitzes, that breaks the Rishus Rabim already. Ushnei lechiyayim. Now if you have two lechiyayim, one on this side, one on that side, it's mutter. The Yosef ben Beseru lemeimor legabi seifa moide Rabbi Yehuda the sagi b'chad. So now ben Beseru avait the same the chiddush that even though you only have one lechi, that midrabon and Yehuda is not matter with one lechi, but here to save the sefer Torah from the fire, Yehuda is matter with one lechi. The gimel mechitzas heavy. Because if Yehuda holds that the lechi makes it look like a third mechitza, and with three mechitzas is mutter. Thus, this is what Rabba's teretz is. So the chura, we're going to have the exact same kashas back in Rabba. Rabba is saying that we're going now according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you have two walls through the shusharabim and a lechi here and a lechi here, it's mutter metchila to carry from your house into this mobi right now. So you have the same kasha back. The Tanakhama says that a movi ainim a foolish means that you have two lechiyayim, one of this side, one of that side. I'll leave it to you that's mutter gomer to carry inside here. So again, it's rare. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Only mishum kisvi hakodesh you could save it. No, even oichel amashkim should be allowed to save it if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. I just read the Gemara. Omalei Abaye, frak Abaye back to Rabbo. Lididoch nami, according to you, Rabbi, it's also shver. Lirabbonin, according to the Rabbonin of the Mishnah, that you tell him now, a movi sheinim a foolish means that you have two sides on the alleyway, two sides have mechitzis, and on this entrance and on the bottom entrance, you put a lechi in both of them. So weiter, nitzel teicher echle mashkin. It should be mutter metchila to carry out whatever you want from your house into this movi. According to you, that's a hetagomer. So the Gemara, Elo, what's our now Mishnah? Elo, Amar Rav Ashi. Shalosh, Mechitzos.